All right, everybody ready to get started here at HNLC Studios. I want to pull my music here just back on just a little bit before we get ourselves moving in position here. Just having just some mic issues, but, you know, I don't worry about that. I mean, it's as long as we've been doing these broadcasts and doing these shows, I tell you what, you're going to have some discrepancies somewhere. Also, I want to just send another apology out to you guys. I'm always testing out new technology and different things. You know, my show to try to help bring things up to par, technical age, the cyber age. You know, in the process of bringing some information to you about the show, right, we did have some typo. As one of the men of God say, a great men of God say, hey, typos do happen. So I'm not going to hold that in ridicule, the fact that what we're doing here at HNLC is going to stop our work. In other words, those who have an ear to hear is going to hear what the Spirit has to say. Those who don't, that's just the kind of way the things are here as we go forth dealing with these particular shows and services we do here at HNLC Studios. But we're going to move forward. For those who are going to be calling into the show today, the number is going to be 515 area code. It's going to be 602-9738. Sometimes we have a little discrepancy on our mics at this point in time, but I believe we're coming through pretty clear. I'm going to make sure that's going to continue to happen as we move forward. As I said, once again, for those who call into the show, it's going to be area code 515-602-9738. Once you come to the show, you can actually push your number one button. That can get you in the studio. If you push that number one button again and give it the opportunity to raise a hand or ask a question about some of the services, about some of the information we're going to be bringing forth on to you today. But I'm going to let it be known that the number to call in today, once again, is 515-602-9738. That'll get you right into the studio. Also, those you got to actually electronic email, if it got to you properly, you can just actually hit that email or that particular link, and that'll bring you right into the show also. But we're going to get moving here. We open up with prayer. If you want to hear what the Word of God is speaking, what we're dealing with out of the book of Hosea. Most of you know we've been kind of hanging out in Hosea, and it's kind of deal with some relevancies of what's going on today, but we're going to get some good clarity about some things and how we should really handle ourselves. You know, during the course of time, we're going through this particular COVID, as we call it, this, and we're going to hear what the Word of God is speaking that's coming from the kingdom of God. Father God, we thank you. We bless you as always here at HNLC Studios for doing for us, all that you're showing us through the Spirit as we continue to move forth, Lord. We just decree and declare the word according to your kingdom. We declare and decree that there be no weapon formed against the word that will prosper to come forth. We believe that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that it will bring forth the kingdom and the word that's coming from heavens. Lord, you illuminate just the way you should. Bring it forth through your men and women of God in the season that we're in. Once again, we're going to make sure we're going to get that number out to you properly. We see a lot of our good friends from foreign nations coming in. We want to also get you guys in from the States. You know, hey, don't be shy. Don't be blue. You know, go ahead and learn something that's going to help you in your walk with Christ. As I said, once again, the phone number to call in is 515-602-9738. And we're going to start off over here. We're going to look at the book of Hosea. We're going to kind of foot around some things dealing with the process of how the Word of God dealt with those who scattered the flocks, who scattered the sheep in such ways that the words they spoke wasn't God. As the Word of God speaks about in the book, over in the particular third chapter in that 1 Corinthians, he talked about, you know, let no man deceive you. And that's what we got to really understand in this day and time. We got to really have a tentative ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, you know, to his men and women of God in this season that we're in. I want to thank God for a good friend of mine that's on the line with me. Invited him in personally. That's Edwin Singleton Sr. Go way back. Great friend. Can't say much. This guy's another wishy-washy dude. He's just always straight on one accord. And I can respect people like that, you know, who actually comes in to be a part and just actually continue to help produce what we do here by his inspiration, by his enthusiasm, by his heart. And he's just a great guy all around. I never known him to ever change the way he is. He's always been like this since we were young men and women, or young men in high school. So I can really applaud him for that, because he's just a really authentic guy. But as we look over here in the book of we're going to look at the book of Hosea closely. As I said before, for those who want to actually come into the cube, all you have to do is push number one on your actually. So if you got a question you want to ask, the same things you want to say, we'll try to keep it limited and short. But if you have some questions you want to act on the course of time in this particular study, you just push your number one button on that particular dial that will bring you right into the studio. Let's look at this over in the book of Hosea. The word of God says in the book of Hosea chapter 6, you'll see it came, we're going to go back to chapter 5, but we're going to get to here in the area of Hosea chapter 6 because we want to see what he's saying here in terms of how this pertains to us today and our obedience toward the things that's going on in the land. The word of God said he came and let us forward. Now, when he said, come and let us return to the Lord, the word of God saying, these things that are happening in the land is based solely on us not being able to come to repentance on one accord. You know, the word of God declares that when all come together and all begin to repent, and only God, the only God, he gives us a very magical word over in the book of 2 Corinthians 7 and 14. If my people will call by my name. Look what he says. You got to eat some humble pie. Humble ourselves and pray, and then he would heal the land. You look at CNN reports, these reports out here, this thing is just skyrocketing. It's to a point it's out of control. You know, here in the U.S., I mean, you're talking about a worldwide epidemic that's actually taking place, and we don't even see it because we don't feel it hasn't hit us yet, but it's moving. And if God got to continue to pull in the pressure to get us to realize and understand what's going on is real, then he's going to do it. Because he's told us over and over again, I can get your attention, but I will do some things in this land during this course of time will tingle the ears of every individual. So the word of God says in the book of Hosea, he said, come and let us return. For he has torn, that word torn, I mean, God is going to take a moment and he's going to take some time, not just try to hurt you, but he wants you to understand the repentance of what he's trying to get you to see. All the evil things have been taking place, all the rebellion that's going in the land, all these statues in high places that they're tearing down, all these historical things behind these statues that has nothing to do with the opportunities we're going to is what we call independent season with the word of God. He's trying to get us to see we can't continue on this way, but we're gonna have to make a turn for the better, not for the worse, but for the better. So he said he will tear us away from him for a time. And when he's talking about tearing us away, we want you to understand this real good. And he will heal us. He has smited and will bring us up. Now he will bind us up. You know, we talk about the rebellion. You can use the word of God over in the book of John, chapter 15, about the true vine. We know what the word of God says about the true vine. No one understand without me even telling you, if you read it, the word of God of instructions, how you receive a Proverbs 10 and 22. Because all the obedience that's over in Psalms 1, he say, I want you to be blessed as man and woman of God that don't walk in the judgment of the unrighteousness. Well, the word of God say, blessed is the man that walketh not in the judgment of the righteous, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight should be in the law. There's a law in place. I'm the law. We talk about all the time. In Galatians 5 and 14 is love. There's no other. He didn't say laws. He didn't end with the Ten Commandments. He said what's going to rule and run the Ten Commandments is obedience to L-O-V-E. No man and woman can stand before God and say they love the Lord, but hate the ones who created to look just like them, whether it be race, creed, or color. You can't do that. So God said, I'm going to have to bring some heat into the land, or I'm going to have to bring some heat into the land and chastise the people to get them to see that this pandemic, this particular COVID, this plague, it doesn't have any kind of racial barriers. Has no kind of racial barriers whatever. It can care less about your color. And what God is really saying in this day and time, he wants you to realize that he's a God that's in control. And while he's the God in control, he's God. And he's not a God that he should lie, as according to the word of God in Numbers 23:19-21. And he's not a son of any man that he should have to repent. Once God gives a commandment about the one rule in the kingdom, which is love, and you can't walk by that, and you continue to diametrically oppose the plans of God, then he's going to deal with us. He's going to deal with us. Yeah, we're going to have to come to our knees and realize the only one, this particular covert, this particular plague that's in the land, is him. So when we look at the book of Hosea, he said, I had to tear Israel apart. I had to tear them away from me. I had to let them suffer. And you look at the word of God, you talk about this particular scripture, you're going to bring up someone else, just bring some reminders to you, because I really want you to see what I'm saying here and just bring some relevancy to what we're speaking in terms of just the word of God itself and bringing things into fluid term and understanding. Most of us have read this scripture over and over and over again. Matter of fact, it's a cliche scripture for a lot of us. And the word of God says in Psalms 91, he said, he that dwelleth, listen how he's saying, it's an obedient scripture based on Psalms 1 in terms of how you presenting yourself as being obedient. He said, he that dwelleth, notice what he said, in the secret place of the Most High. Now you go to Deuteronomy 29, about how the secret things belong to us. You know, he makes that very clear, that when we worship him, Corinthians, and understand that our natural senses has no bearings in what the Holy Spirit has in store for us. Because the word of God says, your eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, neither has it even any part of any man or woman, things that God has prepared for those who love him. The word of God says in Psalms 84:11, based on Psalms 1, if I walk upright, the Bible declares according to Psalms 84:11, he's a sun and a shield, and no good thing will he withhold from those who walk upright. We're going to flip back to the 6 and look at this real good. We'll go back to Psalms 91. We'll listen to what we're saying here. Come, let us return. That's in 2 Corinthians 5 and 4. We understand that. We got to come to the obedience. We got to humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God. Returning to Christ is coming in the midst. I have sinned. I have done something that opposes your word in such a way that it really hurts you. Now, I don't want to go to the area over in the book of Proverbs chapter 6 because he talks about the things that he detests as being in position, or a man that's in position that knows the word of God. There are 6 things he talks about in the book of Proverbs, that he, 7 things. I mean, I was talking to my good friend, Pastor Pearson, about this, and he said, Oh, yeah, Doc. He said, yeah. Because he is a man in his position. No one understands these things that we're talking about holds great value in the lives of an individual in terms of how they are in the way they walk with Christ. And he makes a very strict announcement about these particular things that he know that's not right. He talks about in the word, he calls them a naughty person, a man or woman who walks with a forward mouth. These are things he said he hates. A person that winketh with his eye. He talks about that in that Proverbs 6 and 13, that winketh with his eye. His feet that he teaches, he teaches with his finger. In other words, let's look at this. He teaches with his finger. He's going to tell you what you're doing. He's going to tell you what you're not doing that's not right. But he don't take time to examine his own self and what he's doing is right. He said a person in that particular area, Proverbs 6 and 14, of forwardness is in him. He deviseth mischief continuously. He's constantly running his rotor motor. The Bible declares and talks about that thing in the middle of your head. James said it's a iniquity. It's a world of fire. It can start stuff, hold things in ways that God never designed for it to be. He said he that sowed discord, this person is constantly finding cahooches. He's breasting on his degrees, his position, his titles, whatever he may be boasting on. God said this is a proud individual. Talks about in the 15th verse, he said this person who deals in this type of calamity, his destruction comes suddenly. And it comes with some ways broken without remedy. But he comes back. Very good understanding as we go backwards And we back up, dealing with Psalm 91. He said, for you to walk, you first got to understand the word of God in Psalms 91. Dealing with the prophet, or what he's dealing with them over in the book of Hosea. In the midst of your unrepentance and your rebellion, God has to pull you away to let you understand that when you come from under Psalms 91, when you're out from under the shadows of the Almighty, you fall into refuge of the enemy. But when you're under the shadows of the Almighty, he said, I will say of the Lord, he said, he is my refuge. That means I'm under Psalms 91. I'm under all the commands that Christ has declared and called for me to be who walks upright. Listen to what he's saying here. It's not me speaking it. You can read it for yourself. Saying, I'm just breaking you the instructions through the revelation of the Holy Spirit. He says, I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge, he's my God. Look over here. In him I will trust. That's totally relying, depending on the word of God. Matter of fact, let's look at it when we talk about it from the Amplified version point of view. Amplified version says like this. Say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God in whom it's an individual relationship with great confidence and on whom I rely. That's called trusting, Lord, and leaning not to your own understanding. Notice this, but acknowledging God in all of his way. And he didn't say he might. He said he will direct your path. Hosea got into this conference with them over here, and he got into them dealing through with the area of repentance. He said, come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn, but he will heal. God is the only God who will whoop you and then turn around and love you and bring you higher than the time you have with him. Am I helping somebody? He will reave you. You know what the Bible says? Look how he says this. He will reave us, and he in the third day, look at 1, 2, 3, in the third day, he will rise us up. Now, think about what the ridicule, let's look at it, and what he had done, or what they had done to him. 1 Corinthians, if you look at 1 Corinthians, he talks about in 1 Corinthians, if you take your Bibles, and I don't like to give things out the top of my head, even though I can, because I think this is a senior in what I do, and a very anointed man in what I do, to let the young people know what he is saying in this scripture, and what he's saying. Now, when he talks about Hosea, let us return, and he will, in 3 days, bring us back. Now, we talk about the word of God in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. It brings a very fruitional word of understanding about how they looked at him in the 8th verse of 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, in the 8th verse. He said, none of the princes of this world, for they had no knowledge or understanding who they was crucifying. Matter of fact, the King James Version said, was none of them, who if they had no, they would not have crucified who? The Lord of their salvation, of their saving, of their glory, and everything they need in their life. The Bible said, trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. Give you a Jeremiah 29:11. For only I know the thoughts, and it's only I, not man, I know the plans that have already designed and have. They are good plans. As long as you fall in Psalms 1, don't walk in the evilness of the day. Don't find yourself being a Proverbs chapter 6, 13, 14, and 15. Don't continue to sow discord, evil intentions, quick to run the mischief, the pointing of the finger, letting them know about them, whether they're knowing what's wrong with yourself. And then, and only then, will you fall under Psalms 91. Because he says in Psalms 91, I will say of the Lord, the refuge. See, he's covering you like a mother chicken puts her wings over her children. She protects them. He says in that 30th verse, surely he will deliver me from all the snares of the fowlers and of the pestilence. He didn't say he might. He said he will cover you with his feathers, meaning in the shadows of the power of the Holy Spirit, will always be with you everywhere you go. That's if you walk upright. Psalm 34:11. His wings, that's your trust. His truth, not your truth. Proverbs 3 and 5. Remember, it ain't yours. It's his. I rely. Go back over there to Psalms 91. Look what it says in the second verse in the Amplified Version. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He's my covering, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. With great confidence, you have to have confidence in the Lord. In other words, you got to have another word for faith. That I rely on when the enemy seems like he's coming in like a flood. The power and the standard of God for those who believe in the midst of the calamities, the destruction, the things that's going on around in their life. He brings back to Psalms 91 and he clears all that up when you trust him. He said, no pestilence. Nor for the pestilence that walking in darkness. That's about the fifth verse of Psalms 91. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day. Anytime the enemy, whatever long-range missiles he's trying to shoot at you, whatever kind of prayer that the enemy, that the demons, the sorcery, the devil, those who don't really understand who they are and what they are, and knowing that you can't come against God's people, and you got the same, just as much as gook in you as anybody else, but you want to pray against them. We got to say, the old people say, the devil is. Because if you really love the Lord, the Bible says, forgive them. They do what? Despite you. Men and women, God, whoever has come against me, I pray for them. I pray for them because I don't want to lose the blessings that God has for me in my life. I'm not going to get in cahoots and talk about men and women behind closed doors. Is if I feel I ain't got nothing in need of it. If I'm saying, you got to check your own self. Your door tore up too. You tore up from the floor. You got so busy, you got things tore up in you. You trying to check somebody else. Get your own, run your own race. Find out what's tore up in your life. And I'm quite sure all of us got something in us that's not quite right. If you understand what he's saying, he takes you over to Romans. Over the book of Romans, and he makes it very clear in the book of Romans chapter 3. If you want to go to Romans chapter 3, you can read Romans chapter 3. If you want me to help you with Romans chapter 3, I can tell you about yourself and myself. How we all as man, woman, and God, according to Romans chapter 3, the Bible declares over that particular 8th verse, that 7th verse, he said, for if the truth of God has more abounded through my lie, in which we all do it, come on, somebody. You may not say it verbally, but the things you live in diametrically oppose in the principles of what we call the commands of God. So not only are you actually speaking a lot, but you live in a lot. You saying you love the Lord, but you hate the ones that are around you. Even deal with this racial stuff. You say you love God and hate the ones. That's a lie. Go back to Galatians 5 and 14. He makes it very, very clear to you. You can't go forward if you have hate in your heart. He says once again, over in the book of Romans, chapter 3, in that 7th verse, he said, if the truth of God has more abound through my lie unto his glory, why yet am I still judged as a sinner? Because you in the flesh. That's why he gave you the model prayer, our Father who art in heaven. Come on, thy kingdom come. Go to 8th verse. Not rather as slanderous. You can't talk about nobody and point your finger like it says in Proverbs chapter 6, pointing your finger. Yeah, look at yourself. Look how jacked up you are before you try to look at somebody else's situation. How slanderous reported, as some affirm, those who look at you as if they're better than you are. And the word of God said, no man should think of himself as being something that he's not. He says on 1 Corinthians verse, you don't let no man deceive you. For the Bible goes on and speaks about this later on, that we say, let us do evil that good may come. You can't go and put your mouth about people and say what they're not doing. You're not right by yourself. They say, whose damnation is just? He said, what then? Are we better than they? He said, no and no wise. Now we look at the 9th verse of Romans 3 and 9. No and no wise. For look what he said. We've been all what? Listen to me. For we have been before proven both Jew and Gentile, the good and the bad, whether you're in the church, out of church, whether you pray 100 times a day, whether you're out there doing things in the world that you're not supposed to be doing, you got just as much of sin as they got. both Jews and Gentiles, they are all under what? S-I-N. For it is written, here we go, there's none righteous, not one. Okay, you want to mess with me? I'm going to play with you too. You want to test me and my skills? Okay, I'm going to come at you again. Now, he comes back and hits you with a double whammy about how you once done things in your life that still stains your brain that you did behind closed doors. That's when Ephesians 2 comes at you. He said, you were quickened when you were dead, you and me, in our trespasses and sins. Well, in past time, me and you both, I pray five times a day, six times a day. No, you depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Unless you get yourself clean through the Holy Spirit, walk into Galatians 5 and 14 and not and believe and understand that he's the head of your life. And then God said, I got some blessings in store for you because I know you. You don't want to talk to me. I'm just trying to let you know. This word is just as for me as it is for you. I'm talking to myself. You know how the old song goes. I talk to myself. I have no one to talk to. People, you know, y'all know what I'm talking about. He says over in the third verse, over in Ephesians, in the second verse of Ephesians chapter, excuse me, when past times we walked according to the course of the world. According to who? The prince of the power of the spirit that worketh in the truths of disobedience. We were no better than the ones who killed Jesus Christ on the cross, according to 1 Corinthians, in that particular second chapter, 8 verse. We was princes like them. We did just as worse as they done. We may have done it behind closed doors if nobody would look at it. But God said he sets high and look low, and he saw everything in your life. And don't think he don't know how to get back at you. And then you got enough nerve to put your mouth against somebody else. But you look at the marital things about you. You put the idols in your life, and you think you're a little bit more better than everybody. No, you got to go be everybody else. You got to be stripped down, swinging and dancing like everybody else, and you got to be judged for all the things you have done in your life. You cause corruption. You speak deceit. You cause dissension in the ranks. You cause discord. Then he's going to deal with you. Am I helping somebody? The Bible says over in the verse 3, among whom also in our conversation we had spicy language. As I hear Bishop Raymond Johnson say, out there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Living Faith Christian Center, powerful man of God, in past time, had lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh. We wanted to do it, and you still want to do it. That's why I say put that phone down. When people go call you, talk about gossip, no, I got to go. Don't let people, you ain't no garbage can. Don't let people speak stuff into your ear. Look what he said, among you also, the in our conversation in the past time, we can lust of the flesh, fulfill the desires of the flesh. Oh, wait a minute. Not only that, we knew what we was doing. But when we were nature of children around, just as others, just like everybody else, but God, who was rich in his mercy, with his great love, look here, wherewith he loved. Wherever we were doing our sin, he just still loved our crazy self. You know why? Because he knew, according to Jeremiah 1 and 5, the plan for you was going to fall in sequence with Jeremiah 29:11. If you walk upright, there's no good thing that God would hold from you. That's if you walk upright. The Bible says, according to Psalms 84:11, a sun and a shield, and there's nothing I would hold from you. If you obey all of my commands, all of my statutes, and all my precepts, that's what he's saying. And then these here judgments won't come upon you. Go back to the book of Hosea. Got to get out of here. Just moving through here. He says over here, come let us return to the Lord. He has torn us, but he will, what, smite us, but he will heal us also. Look what it says. Come and let us return, repent unto who? The Lord. For he has torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us up. Look what he said. After 2 days, he will reave us. And the third day, he will rise us up. The same way they did him on the cross of 1 Corinthians. They didn't even know who they were killing. They didn't even know they was killing the very things they need to help them move forward in their life. But if they knew who it was they was killing, they wouldn't have killed the glory, the man of God, the God of Christ, the glory of our Savior, Jesus Christ. But he raised us up. And we should live in his sight. This, unless we come to, unless we band together and be as one, not separated, Because what we're doing right now, it doesn't matter whether you've been in the ministry 80 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years. The Word of God talking about righteousness. It's like the same ones who went in the garden for a denaro a day. They complain that they've been in the garden all day. But Christ says, whatever you come in and receive righteousness, you get the same equal pay as everybody else. Who cares whether you got builders and ropes and rings and all this stuff, and you've been in the ministry 30 years. Yeah, you may be hoary-haired, but God is not looking at it. Goes back to what he said once again, if I walk upright, no good thing will I withhold from those who walk upright. Let's look at Hosea 3rd verse. Then we should know if we follow, look here, if we follow on that knowing that the Lord, he is going forth to prepare as the morning, and he shall come as rain, as the latter rain on the earth. That means everything, the time that we're living sin that we thought we may have lost, and when you come back to me, I'll double it. I give you everything that the cankerworm and the locust has stolen from you. You don't understand what the power of God could do for your life. You keep running behind these men. That's the only thing I could tell you. And you're looking at them as if they got so much more to give you. I want to go ahead and slow down right here. I got my good friend in the studio. I want to bring him in for a few words. This is Edward Singleton. Bring your line, but I know I can hear you. But I got you on the line now, Mr. Singleton. I want you to go ahead and give us something. Check your microphone because it's giving you a lot of problems here. I don't know if you're on speaker or not, but if you're going to come on the line, it doesn't work with your actual cord. So I want to thank God for those being on there. Don't seem like Edwin is ready right now, so we got to come back to him. We got prefix 989. It's going to be a 397-6036. They can come into the studio if they should like and want to. We're just going to open up the lines for them. Let them have words to say. That's 989-397-6036. Are you there? All right. It's always a pleasure for you guys to be on the show here at HNLC Studios. I want to pull that back. We don't have a whole lot of time here for those who did have an opportunity to get in. We got so many others that's on the line, but those are the first two in line, and we didn't get anything out of them. Hey, but you know what? God yet still blesses them as they continue to have the opportunity to listen in and hear what the Word of God is speaking on this day. We were dealing with the area of what we call unrepentance. And how God said in the midst of your unrepentance, sometimes he got to move you away to bring you back. Amen. And in the midst of him moving away to bring you back, sometimes there's a lot of heartache, a lot of pain. But you got to understand, the Word of God, you're going to have some suffering. But there's nothing wrong with going through the process of what we call your potter's house. Let him make you, let him mold you, but pray in the process. It's always a pleasure for you guys to join me here at HNLC Studios here in the city of Plano, Texas. As we get a chance to drop off here, get ourselves in position, we thank God for you being with us. For more information about this ministry and the work we're doing here at HNLC Studios, go to harvestnewlifechurch.com. This is going to be a pre-recorded service. You can go back to our actually blog talk station on the Harvest VH1. It's going to be HNLC Vision 1. I want to make sure we get that right. HNLC Vision 1. Multiple programs run here at HNLC Studio. It is an international ministry that runs throughout all the world in every area, every remote area. We're actually touching ground. We thank God for the work he's doing with us here at HNLC Studios. For more information about this ministry, I said before, don't want to sound redundant. Every code you call 214-897-9554. Get you right in if you want to have prayer. If you want to go to our Axie website and check us out, you can do that. Don't forget, on the night, we got the great woman of God, Pastor Patty Ellis, is coming through on Axie Tuesday night testimony service. Always have something great that's coming from the kingdom of God. She joined with her on tonight, and it's just a pleasure for you guys to be with us. And today, hey, look,